The NDC Special National Delegates Congress has got underway in Kumasi to decide the candidature of John Dramani Mahama as flag bearer of the party. Around 11 this morning, the former president and founder of the NDC, Jerry John Rawlings, President John Dramani Mahama, and Vice President Parkwesi Mr. Arthur entered the Babayaro Sports Stadium in Kumasi to a thunderous applause and deafening jubilation from the delegates. Meanwhile, the Central Regional Delegates of the NDC at the Congress have promised President John Dramani Mahama of their 100% vote. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the Central Regional Chairman of the party, Sammy Leduyebua, said that 236 delegates are going to vote for President Mahama.
As for Central Region, we have agreed, we have made, taken our decision, and our decision is that we are going with the President. We are all voting as one. Matt,
how many are you?
We are 236 delegates and observers. There are 236 delegates.
So President John Mahama can be assured
236 votes.
From the Central Region?
From the Central Region. He is assured of 236 votes, 100% Central Region.
Why this M-Block?
In fact, at the last Shinyano Conference, or Congress of the party, we did the same thing. We voted 100%. And we are sure to vote 100% again. It is our tradition. We take a decision together and we all go with it.
Are you not sure your decision has been influenced by the appointment of Parkwesi Misata as the vice president?
No, we have not been influenced in any way by that appointment. He is right to be the vice president. But in today's instance, we are not talking about who is vice president. We are talking about electing a flag bearer. And we are saying that in this present circumstance that we are, we find ourselves as a party in today's Ghana, the best thing for NDC is to all together endorse the president.
As the Central Regional Chairman of the NDC, what do you see to be the chances of the party in the region come December 2012?
I can assure everybody in this country that NDC is winning Central Region, and we are improving upon our previous election 2008 results. In 2008, we had 11 out of 19 at the parliamentary. At the presidential, we had 12 out of 19. This time around, we are going to improve upon it. And from all indications, we will do far, 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 far better than we've done in 2008.
On what basis are you saying this?
I have worked with this party since 1992. And I've seen all the elections that have gone within Central Region since 1992. I've been an active participant. So when I talk about happenings in the region, I know what I'm talking about.
You heard the Central Regional Chairman of the NDC, Eduyebua, talking to Seth Eyia.
Former President Jerry John Rawlings has called for unity and renewed commitment within the rank and file of the NDC to ensure victory for the party in the upcoming elections. Former President Rawlings said this when he addressed a large number of supporters at the Babayaro Sports Stadium, where the party is holding its Special Delegates Congress in Kumasi. He particularly urged supporters of the party to work harder than before because the days of relax are over.
The NDC as a party is composed of political persuasions, groups and interests. It is therefore crucial that all these interests, it is therefore important that all these interests and their contributions to the continuous survival of the NDC are recognized, carefully weighed and harmonized at all times. It is in the NDC's interest to re-engage and remain focused on its core value, its ideal and traditions of truth, honesty, integrity, and justice. These are the cherished ingredients that have sustained the party over the past two decades. We have always won our elections. We have always built our country with these values. Fellow countrymen and women, Ghana is a country where many are proud to die for. Can we, in the Ghana that we know today, say, under the prevailing political climate that's been there for some time, can we say that we feel the same way of wanting to die for this country? Can we say so under the prevailing political climate? These are therefore defining moments for the party, and as we find ourselves at the crossroads, it's a very crucial crossroads that we found ourselves in today. Very complex, but it's a serious crossroads. Let us use this gathering, hopefully, to get back to the noble principles and values that have always distinguished us from other political traditions. It is crucial for us to reaffirm the party's values and commitment, to hold them up against hard reality, and to truly assess what legacy we are bestowing to the next generation.
Earlier, former President Rawlings was given cheers from delegates as he moved to the podium to deliver his speech. That was former President Rawlings.
President John Dramani Mahama has reiterated his commitment to heal the wounds of the NDC and restore confidence and hope in the party. Speaking to a large crowd at the party's special congress, President Mahama said the presence of former President Rawlings is a positive step towards the party's unity.
Professor Mills has paid the ultimate price, and his death opens a new door of opportunity for the National Democratic Congress. His death opens a new door of opportunity for our great party, the National Democratic Congress. And I wish to pledge with your mandate that as your leader, I will do everything on my honor, I pledge, to open that door of opportunity and re-cement the bonds of unity that held us together in the National Democratic Congress.
President Mahama assured supporters of NDC of victory if they work hard. He, however, urged them to be vigilant but not violent.
Those cheers that you gave send a signal to the leadership that you want an exorcism of the bad blood and bitterness that has existed in our party. And I pledge to you that I'm going to work with you in order that the NDC becomes the united, strong, and confident party that it should be. I've been in politics for quite a while, and so I don't delude myself for 1 minute that the mere presence of our founder here means that the disagreements that have plagued our party are over. Ayazu, we have to work together to change and consolidate that symbolism of him being here, to translate it into concrete action, to bring our party together again and heal the wounds that have divided us.
You heard President John Dramani Mahama.
When the Vice President Kwesi Mesa-Arthur took his turn to address the delegates, he said there are new opportunities for the party even as they mourn the late president. He indicated that the party will accept the new challenges and not glory in its past so they can move on.
We have a new generation of leaders, a leadership that combines high education with the vibrancy of youth and a new outlook, willing to bring fresh thinking to the problems of the country and willing to use the experiences of the past to rule this country. The last month has been a difficult one for our party and for our country, and we are still in transition. But as the famous saying goes, every problem has a silver lining. And the silver lining that we have is that there are new opportunities for this party to grow, even as we mourn the loss of our late, very much loved leader. So unlike other parties which glory in their past, the NDC accepts the new challenge and thinks that we have a glorious future. So we go forward from today full of hope and the gloriousness of the future that we will build in this party. I'm committing myself to 3 months of hard campaign to ensure that John Dramani Mahama becomes the elected leader of this country.
Vice President Kwesi Misa-Afa.
Well, I understand we have our presidential correspondent Seti on the line. Atmos here so far, other Congress grounds.
Yes, thank you very much, Abraham. At the moment, the cities have ended and the voting process, if it is not underway, it is about to begin. Abraham, I can tell you that the love that the NDC and the Kumasi Congress have shown to former President Rawlings, tells a lot. It means former President J.J. Rawlings remains the talisman of the NDC. Even when he was about to leave the stadium, look, a large crowd actually, him, and he found it very difficult locating where his vehicle has even been parked. The people kept swarming around him, and his security and his personal bodyguard had a tough time trying to create some space for the former president to get to his vehicle. And you know, he's also a showman, and I will not let the people go just like that and wave to them. And when he raises a hand, you see the people standing on their feet, you know, shouting, applauding him. And it was a sight to behold at the Kumasi Sports Stadium over here. It's been total unity. The presence of the president also goes to, you know, to debunk what is being said that he is behind the newly formed political party, the NDP. Because when he, during his speech, he called on the members of the NDC who are locked up or, you know, have kept themselves in their offices and enjoying the air conditions of their homes and what have you, to come out in their numbers and join the campaign for victory 2012. Abraham, there are lots of people here who have, you know, come to also look at, you know, to have the first of the Vice President, Kwesi Misa-Afa. The other dignitaries, the people here, or the delegates at the rank and file of the NDC have shown massive support for the leadership of the NDC, including the President and the Vice President. And as I'm talking to you, people are, those who are not delegates, are filing out, you know, to go and look for something to eat and come back. And we understand the election is going to take about 1 hour so before, so the results will be announced. It is a simple forward voting that there's a question, do you want John Mahama to lead the NDC in the 2012 election? And if you are in favor, you say yes, or you vote yes. And if you are not in favor, you say no. And from the applause that he has so far received,
Seth, yeah,
from the delegates, Abraham,
Seth,
I will not be wrong if I say that President John Dramani Mahama will be endorsed massively, is going to get a large chunk of the vote to lead the NDC in the 2012 general elections.
Very well said. Thank you very much. From Seth, I move on to George Anka. George, first of all, I want to ask about the impression you've gathered so far from the delegates about the speech, the president's speech, as well as that of the former President Rawlings.
In fact, Abraham, if you were monitoring us, as soon as we got to the Babayara Sports Stadium this morning and news went round that the former president, Jerry John Rawlings, was going to be part of the Special Delegate Congress, the discussion was based on the merit of his attendance. And everybody was so happy, expecting to see him. For us and for everybody, that John Rawlings' role in the success of this year's campaign cannot be underestimated or overemphasized. It is clear in politics that the number is what matters. So when he finally appeared, the whole crowd went into a frenzy. And when he was given the opportunity to deliver his speech, we all heard him clearly. He supported John Mahama and gave him feedback as to what he should do to prune the party in order to restore integrity to the presidency and to the government so that they can win the 2012 election. I'll also state that any time we had the representatives from the other political parties coming to read their solidarity messages, most of them turn out to commend, congratulate, and wish President Mahama well in the election. The other side of it that around it, the whole thing was that President Mahama came out with the slogan, Ego B, Keke, which is a slogan for MTN, which means that he is going to win this election hands down and in one round. There will be no second round. Delegates are happy here, and like my colleague said, most of those who are not going to cast their ballot or vote are moving out to go and find something to eat so they come and listen to the results.